Chapter 7. Looking for Water. It was now the 8th day since my crash in the desert, and I had listened to one of the prince's stories as I was drinking the last drop of my water. "Ah," I said to the little prince, "these memories of yours are very charming, but I have not yet succeeded in repairing my plane. I have nothing more to drink, and I would be very happy if I found some more water." "My friend the fox," the little prince said to me, "my dear little man, this is no longer a matter that has anything to do with the fox. I am about to die of thirst." He did not seem to follow my reasoning, and he answered me, "It is a good thing to have had a friend, even if one is about to die. I, for instance, am very glad to have had a fox as a friend." "He doesn't understand the danger," I said to myself. "He has never been hungry or thirsty. A little sunshine is all he needs." But he looked at me steadily and replied to my thought, "I'm thirsty too. Let's look for a well." It is crazy to look for a well at random in a giant desert. Nevertheless, we started walking. When we had walked for several hours in silence, darkness fell and the stars began to come out. My thirst made me look at them as if I were in a dream. The little prince's last words danced into my memory, and I wondered why he was thirsty. But he did not reply to my question. He just said, "Water can also be good for the heart." I did not understand this, but I said nothing. I knew very well that it was impossible to ask more questions. He was tired, so we sat down. After a little silence, he spoke again. "The stars are beautiful because of a flower you don't see." I replied, "Yes, that is so." And, without saying anything more, I stared at the sand in the moonlight. "The desert is beautiful," the little prince added. And that was true. I have always loved the desert. You sit down on some sand, you see nothing, you hear nothing, and yet something shines, something sings in that silence. "What makes the desert beautiful," said the little prince, "is that somewhere it hides a well." I was surprised when I suddenly understood what he was saying. When I was a little boy, I lived in an old house, and people said that a treasure was buried there. Of course, no one ever found that treasure. Maybe no one had ever even looked for it, but it made that house special. My house hid a secret inside its heart. "Yes," I said to the little prince, "whether it's a house or the stars or the desert, what makes them beautiful is invisible." "I am glad," he said, "that you agree with my fox." As the little prince fell asleep, I picked him up and started walking again. I felt deeply moved. It was as if I was carrying a special treasure. It seemed to me that there was nothing more special on earth. In the moonlight, I looked at his pale forehead, his closed eyes, his hair blowing in the wind, and I said to myself, "What I see here is nothing but a shell. What is more important is invisible." As he smiled, I said to myself again, "What moves me so deeply about this little prince who is sleeping here is his loyalty to a flower. The idea of a rose that shines through his whole being like the flame of a fire, even when he is asleep." And I realized that he was even more special than I had originally thought. I felt the need to protect him, as if he himself were a flame that might be blown out by a little puff of wind. And walking on like that, I found the well in the early morning.